With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says a trade deal with the Philippines has been reached. In a post on Truth Social, the president said his visit with President Ferdinand Marcos was beautiful, and they've agreed to terms. The president said the country will pay a 19% tariff with zero tariffs going against the U.S. The president also said that the two countries will continue to work together militarily. U.S. Labor Department aiming to rewrite or repeal more than 60 obsolete workplace regulations.
The Trump administration is planning to rewrite or repeal more than 60 workplace regulations, ranging from minimum wage requirements for home health care workers and people with disabilities to standards governing exposure to harmful substances. If approved, the wide-ranging changes would also affect working conditions at construction sites and mines, and jobs that are considered inherently risky. The Labor Department says the goal is to reduce costly, cumbersome rules. Critics say the proposals would put workers at greater risk of harm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee barring biological men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump signed in February. Four U.S. Carnival Cruise Line passengers are arrested in Bermuda for drug possession.
Police say the suspects had a significant quantity of illegal drugs. That includes cannabis and carfentanil, which experts say is 100 times more potent than fentanyl and is used to tranquilize elephants. The suspects were also accused of possessing vape pens and suspected THC gummies. Bermuda police said security officers on a Carnival cruise ship had detained the suspects, and they were arrested upon their arrival to the British Overseas Territory in the Northern Atlantic Ocean. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. The United Kingdom is getting serious about persecution. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General sues an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit says the U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. This is SRN News. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says that despite the historic trend of the party of the president losing seats in the midterm, he believes Republicans will do well in 2026.
I think the environment is going to be good for Republicans running across the country this fall in places like Virginia and New Jersey and next year and all the midterm elections, because conditions are going to be good for Americans. You already see the economy improving substantially over where it was for 4 years under Joe Biden.
Cotton believes it's due to several new Trump policies enriching the lives of American voters.
Inflation is largely under control now. You got rising wages, especially for working class Americans. We've had huge success at the border, shutting down the border, the Biden border invasion. We're also finally, once again, respected in the world.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. President Trump will deliver the keynote address at an AI summit in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.